Welcome Builders from Lakeland, Florida. This is the Build Your Success Leadership Podcast with your host, Brian Brogen. We're going to empower and equip you to build yourself and then build others. Now, let's build up with your host, Brian Brogen.
This is the Build Your Success Podcast. We would like to welcome you today. It may be afternoon, morning, evening, whenever you're listening to this, wherever you're listening to this, we're excited to have you as a listener to the Build Your Success Podcast. Here at the Build Your Success Podcast, we like to build you so you can build others. We do that through our coaching, training, and speaking events, but we also do that through amazing guests that we bring to the program. And I'm excited today to have Ken Rusk. Ken is a blue-collar entrepreneur. He and I share that. I've come from trades for the past 28 years, so I'm excited about that. He's the author of Blue Collar Cash, and we're going to talk about his book later in the episode. But Ken, welcome to the podcast today. Give our listeners a little bit of background about who you are and what you do.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Yes, you could accuse me of being a blue-collar entrepreneur. That is correct. You know, it all started when I was younger. I mean, I wanted my first used car when I was 15. And, you know, so I went out and found a company that dug ditches. It was right next to my high school. So I said, I think I'm qualified for that. And, you know, we signed on with them at 15, and I dug ditches in the summertime, and I worked in the office in the wintertime when I was still in high school. And that led to, you know, am I going to go to college? Am I not going to go to college at 18? And they came to me and said, you know, you've been doing this for 3 years now, and you kind of understand the front and the back of the house. So we want to open franchises. We want you to travel around the country and open franchises. So I did that for 3 or 4 years and open companies literally from scratch. And I mean, building the buildings out and everything. And so at some point I got tired of living out of a suitcase. You know how that is. And I decided that I was going to move to Toledo, Ohio and open my own company. We started with 6 people there. And now we have over 220, I think. So it's been a heck of a ride.
Ken, I love the fact that you bring up the point of living out of a suitcase. In fact, I have 2 twin boys now. One of them actually does the travel work. And I had forgotten how much a sacrifice that was when I was early on about spending time out of town, away from family. And you know, we miss our son when he's away from home working. And the sacrifices that blue-collar folks make to make things happen is amazing. You're talking about working in all the environmental conditions, working out of town. The sacrifices are amazing, but they also get to do some pretty cool things that are very rewarding. I say I'm a results-oriented person. Seeing buildings and structures come out of the ground is just very fulfilling in this industry.
Yeah, there's no question about that. You know, there's a lot of silver linings to what we do too. I mean, if you think about it, versus having an office job where you're sitting in some cubicle on the 15th floor somewhere selling, I don't know, medical supplies or whatever, you know, you get to do a lot of things when you're working with your own 2 hands. I mean, you control your input, you control your output, the quality of that output, you control your day, your time, your schedule, you control a lot of times your financial gain. And so that's one of the things that people don't quite understand about the guys like you and I is the freedom. And, you know, even though you're working, yeah, you get to be outside. So a lot of times you get to see beautiful things. I like you like to build things. So I like to see things come up out of the ground. Those things are, you know, things I built, things I planted, things I created when I was 15, 16, 17 years old are all still there. And I can drive to them right now. So there is a lot of satisfaction in that. There's that stand back moment at the end of the day where you lean on your shovel and open up your pop or your whatever else you have. And you say, hey, man, I did that. I built that with my own 2 hands. And that is certainly a beautiful thing. And I think it's one of those unsung heroes about working like you and I did with you know, being out there doing the things ourselves and creating things from nothing.
Well, thank you for that, Ken. Great, great background. You and I are going to talk about the options of training, life training a little later. But let me do this. Let me ask you our signature question here. What does leadership and being a leader mean to Ken Rusk?
It's real simple. I've probably said this in front of my staff 100 times. They're probably tired of me saying it, but I know for a fact that I can't get what I want, nor can my company get what it wants or needs until all of them get what they want first. I mean, let's face it, most companies are linear animals, okay? There's an input side, there's work, there's an output side, and I, as the owner, am usually on the output side. I'm usually at the end of the scenario, you know what I mean? So I always look at it that way. You know, it's this is a collective effort, and everyone has a part to play. Everyone has something to offer and to contribute. So I like to run the intrapreneurial route where, yeah, I'm the supposed entrepreneur. I'm the supposed boss. And I do take the risks of buying, you know, 42 dump trucks and those kinds of things. I get that. But to have people within our organization really shine and run their departments like they're their own, like they own those departments. And I'm talking, you know, financials, and I'm talking accounts payable, accounts receivable, you know, all this stuff, profitability, everything, material handling, personnel. It's really cool to see people step up and kind of run things like they're their own. And those people are in your organization. You just have to find them, but more importantly, you have to let go. And I think true leadership is really letting go of your own ego, you know, me boss, me do everything, me solve all problem. And allow people to thrive within your organization because, and here's the secret, the more entrepreneurs you have surrounding you, the more they're going to help you drive this company way further than you can drive it yourself. I can promise you that.
We hope you're enjoying today's podcast. This podcast is sponsored by Build Consulting Services. Are you ready to reduce workplace conflict? Reduce employee turnover and increase your productivity? If you're ready to put Brian to work for your company, give him a call at 863-800-9658 or email him at brianb@buildcs.net. Now, back to today's episode.
That is great. Leadership is letting go. And then it sounded to me like, you know, giving your employees ownership of what they're doing, why they're doing it. That's amazing. You talked about the collective work that everyone does. It reminds me of a note I took about our interview today. I want to just, we'll dive right into this. So you say that culture is a team sport. I like to teach about culture and how important culture is to a business and organization. Why is it a team sport?
Well, probably, I mean, it's mainly for the reasons I just said. I mean, if you think about it, you know, a lot of times when we interview people, what do we tell them? Well, here's your hours, here's your pay, here's your uniforms, here's your benefits, you know, here's your disciplinary procedure. I mean, all that bland stuff that everybody gives out, right? So I've always come from the opinion that why would you hire and pay for only one third of the human being? And the reason I say that is because there are 3 8-hour periods in a 24-hour day. 8 hours of those or so, plus or minus, is working. Another 8 hours is resting. But the other 8 hours is how they live their lives. What matters to them? What are they after? What are their sports? What are their hobbies? What are their give back moments? What's their charity? What do they believe in? What are they after? What are their goals and dreams, wishes and hopes, right? What's the path to those things? So I've always believed in hiring the whole person. So when I say that culture is a team sport, I look at it this way. If somebody can work in my organization and say, wow, you know what? I can get what I want for myself with and through Ken's company, then I've got something there, okay? So if I get enough people that can say I can win within these four walls for myself. And again, this sounds a little crazy, but I want my employees to be extremely selfish. And I don't mean at the detriment of others. I mean, self-ish, working on you first and the company second. So if you're building your life within my company is going to thrive because now you're seeing a bunch of mini successes happening at the same time. And that creates that overall power of that overall, you know, way to grow again, your company to heights you've never seen before.
Well, Ken, I think that's a great way. Talking about being selfish, I heard John Maxwell speak one time and he said, we're all selfish. Of course, the room kind of took a deep breath and was aghast at it. He said, think about this. If you get a photo, a group photo, what's the first thing you look at?
Yeah.
If the photo is good, if your hair is right, if your eyes are open, if you're smiling, And when you think about that, that's so true.
It's true.
That we are selfish. Yeah, when you realize human beings are selfish, and then you say, well, now what do you want? And you ask them to be part of that. I saw in show prep on your website, I saw a video of someone that worked for you, and y'all had that conversation about what do you want in life and how can this company provide that for you? I thought it was amazing. What a great way to lead and show people, as you just said, within these four walls, you can make what you want happen.
Yeah, I think that's the beauty of it. You know, we take it one step further. So you'll see this in Blue Collar Cash, but on the walls of our hallway, we have these giant black glass boards. Okay. They're like mounted on the wall. And we have these markers that are kind of like, you know, the neon colored markers that you'd see putting out the margarita recipe of the day at a Mexican restaurant. You know what I mean? It's one of those kind of things in front of a restaurant. So we actually have people write their goals right on these black boards, but they have to be very, very specific. And this is the secrets of how to get these things done properly. So you can't just say, you know, I want to be taller. You can't just say, you know, I want to buy a house or I want to do that. You have to specifically write down, okay, I want to buy a new car. I need $5,000 down payment. Today is April 1st. I'm going to save $50 a week for 100 weeks. I'm going to have my $5,000 in exactly April of 2025 or whatever it is, 2020, whatever it is. And then there's a date assigned to it. There's a date that it's going to end and they sign it. And the beautiful part about that is everybody else in the company gets to see that. And so when they're walking the hallways, they'll say, hey, man, you're like halfway done with your truck down payment. That is awesome. Well done. You know, because to me, goals are not if. Goals are only designed to be when. So you got to get rid of the if and make it a when. And I don't care if you put your goal out another year or 2 years, 5 years. I've done 7-year goals. But you got to have them out there. You got to have them written down. You got to have them in front of you. And you have to have them in a place where not only you see them on a daily basis, but other people do as well, so they can encourage you forward.
Love that, Ken. And as you said that, I'm thinking of the goal has a win, W-H-E-N, but it also has a win, W-I-N, when you actually, you know, specify what you're going to do and have those targeted goals. That's amazing. Well, you know, one of the things that you and I share, you started off in your introduction about how you came into the construction field, blue collar field. I tell people that they threatened me with digging ditches when I was in high school and not enjoying it very well. and lo and behold, that's what I've done. But we know there's a college option. And for, you know, decades, that's been the driving point of education, is to send people to college. There is a new trend in the last decade or so that we recognize the importance of skilled trades and having people recognize that as another option. What do you tell folks about the trades option as a way for life learning?
Well, I look at it this way. I don't care whether you go white collar, blue collar, pink collar. I don't care what collar you go. Although I'm kind of, you know, I kind of like the blue collar route myself because of the reasons we've already discussed. But without a reason why, none of it matters. Okay. If you don't have a crystal clear path or a plan for what you want your life to look like, it doesn't matter whether you go to college, whether you go in the military, whether you go apprenticeship, or you go into a trade school or work right out of high school. Okay. You have to have a plan. And that's what I talk about a lot in Blue Collar Cash, is how you create a brochure for your life. And I mean every aspect of your life. Okay. From pets to houses to cars to charities to sports to hobbies to vacations. Everything. Okay. Draw that out, put it up on the wall somewhere where you can see it. And then you can decide one of the 100 different ways to get there, because the ultimate prize is not, you know, your degree or what, you know, the exact thing you do for a living. Ditch digging is not my ultimate prize. It was number 99 out of a list of 100 things that I wanted to do, but I knew that I could control the outcome, which is that poster, that brochure, which is to become my life and has become my life. So as long as I was inching towards the perfect life, my nirvana, or like what I call comfort, peace, and freedom in the book, then I was satisfied doing anything it took to get to that place. And I think that's the biggest difference. We are trying to shove everybody into college as though that's the end all be all. It never has been, and you know it. I know it. It's never been that way. To this day, half the people in the United States still do something with their hands, okay? When you put your feet on the ground off the bed in the morning to the time you get to church or school or the office, you walk across 10,000 blue-collar jobs that are still viable today, and in many cases, very lucrative. So I don't want people to be so concerned with finding that perfect career as much as, you know, sometimes I say this, and it's a little controversial. I don't necessarily care what you do for a living. I want to know what you do with what you do for a living, okay? I want to know how you're using that to make your life wonderful, because at the end of the day, that's really the measuring stick.
So true. What we do with it, you know, is amazing. And man, people, like you said, when you tie what you want to do with your money and how you obtain your money together, you can be so successful. Well, you mentioned it a few times, and for the listeners, tell us what we can find in your book, The Blue Collar Cash. What nuggets are in that book that we might want to take away to read?
Well, you know, the name is a little bit off because they call it blue collar cash, but it really is for anybody who wants to design their own life. One of the things you're going to come away with out of this book is I got to clear my head first, and Ken shows me how to do that. I have to really clearly put out there what I want and to come into my life. And he definitely shows me how to do that. Believe me, you cannot mess this up. You got to understand, I have no degree. I never went to college. I've got no letters after my name. I'm what you call an involuntary life coach. Okay. Hiring 2000 people in my career, you have to become a life coach. But what this book does is it will very simply and very clearly prepare you to look at what your future can and should be, and then it'll tell you the many ways to go out and get it. And I think that's the secret. A lot of times we teach people, you know, at some point in your life, you know, if you do these things, then you're going to live well. No, I want to know what the then is first, because if I start with my then throw the if away, okay? I can path or plan all my ways to getting there and doing the things that I want for myself. And again, you know, we try to overcomplicate these lessons, or we don't even teach them at all in high school. So yeah, this is a life plan. It's a life preparation book, and it will certainly change how you feel about your future.
Well, I want to get myself a copy of the book. I did do some research there and like what the premise of the book is. I noticed also that you're offering a course that's kind of the book is the foundation for. And if you will let our listeners know about that course and what's available there.
Well, again, I keep it simple. Okay. A lot of times you have these courses that go on for months and they're highly complicated and they're thousands of dollars. No. This is my chance to give back. My life was good before the book and my life was good before the course. But one of the things I found out about books, and I interviewed a lot of people, you know, you see people that even like how we're talking right now, sometimes you'll see people in their backdrop is 100 books. And have you read all those? Oh, yeah, I read them. What did you pick a book and tell me what you used in your life? I don't remember, but it was a good book. Well, OK, I wanted to make sure that if you're going to read my book, you are guaranteed to change your life starting this afternoon. So I built a course around the practice that it requires to take the information from the book and start making your life choices now today. It's literally $179. I didn't do it for the money. This is most of the money I give to charity anyway. You get a free copy of Blue Collar Cash with it, which reduces the price even more. So what's really nice is you can take this course and in 8 sessions, 45 minutes per session, there's video, it's downloadable online. You can say, oh my gosh, I am in control of my life. Nobody else is. What have I been doing? I need to look at it this way. Now that I have so much faith and courage and hope and persistence and resilience and, you know, inspiration and vision and generosity. I have all these feelings, which are entrepreneurial feelings. We all have those once we have a reason why, and that's what this course will do.
Well, Ken, I think that's exciting. And when I did look at the website, I thought, and listen, listeners, I'm not being paid for this. This isn't a commercial, but I did realize, wow, it looks like there's a lot of value packed in at that price point. So kudos to you for making it where people could afford it.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. Well, this ends our podcast. Where can people find out more about what's your website and maybe where you hang out on social media?
Yeah, I mean, if you go to kenrusk.com, you'll see the book there. You'll see the course there. You'll see some of the things that we're up to. I'm also on Facebook. It's at Ken Rusk Official, and TikTok and all those other ones. I have people help me do that. I'm obviously, you know, I'm a 60-year-old person, so I don't necessarily know how to function all those things, but I do put out a lot of content that they help me create, and it's a good place to go and, you know, hang out at the website. You'll see what we're up to there as well.
Well, we will put a link in our show notes where you can find out more about Ken at his website. Do me a favor, go to our website, buildcs.net. We'll leave that in the link as well. See the services that we offer. I want to thank you for listening to the podcast, and I want to remind you to build yourself and then build others.
Want to learn how to build yourself and build your team? Visit www.buildcs.net and learn about Brian's programs, special offers, and more. Build yourself and then build others.